Welcome to this week's listener testimony. This is Paul speaking, and I will be reading this testimony. It's called My Journey to Truth, and we need your testimony. Send your testimonies in to paul@cometozion.org and put the word testimony in the subject line, or paul@inspiredfaith.org. They both get to me. So please share your experiences with us. Share your praise reports with us. Share the things that happen in your life that God has done. Not only how you became a believer, but you can share with us anything you wish. And believe me, the smallest of things blesses everyone who hears it. And everyone learns from it. This is called My Journey to Truth. And it's from a young man that prefers to remain anonymous. And here it is, my journey to truth. I was born to a Polish Catholic mother and a Jewish father. My parents agreed to raise me as a Catholic to bring peace to the whole family. My parents told me that there was a suspicion on both sides of the families because of the mixed marriage. My parents were wonderful, and I always felt loved by them. My dad said his prayers in Hebrew, but he never taught me any Hebrew or cultural understanding of the Jewish lifestyle. I can remember receiving my first communion and asking Jesus into my heart, but I never heard about being born again. John 3:3 says, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. I never learned what it meant to be a disciple of Jesus. I was a good Catholic, and I went to Mass, confession, prayed the rosary, but as I grew older, I fell away from these practices. I didn't know the difference between confession and teshuvah, repentance. True repentance is to have godly sorrow about your sin and not turn back to that sin. I confessed my sins, but I managed to turn back to them again. I had no power to live a life that was pleasing to the Lord. I ended up doing whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I would excuse my sins by saying no one is perfect and God is love, so he understands and forgives me. In 1980, a friend invited me to go to a Christian movie. It was the Joni movie about the girl who becomes a quadriplegic from a diving accident. As I was watching this movie, the Holy Spirit began to melt my hardened heart and deceived mind. I was very athletic at the time, and it was like the Holy Spirit was saying to me, she lost everything you hold valuable, and yet she has joy. But you have everything, but you do not have joy. I was heading back home on Interstate 75 when I just broke down and started sobbing. For the first time in my life, I knew that I was a sinner in need of salvation. I asked Jesus to forgive me of all my sins and to make me his. From that moment on, I was on fire for Jesus, and the fire has never burned out. I stayed for 7 years in the Catholic Church before I left. Because I wasn't reading the Bible, about 3 years after my salvation, I got immersed into the New Age movement and deep meditation. I had fallen for the lie that Christianity and Eastern religion could merge. I was so deep into meditation that I emptied my mind of everything, even the thought of God. When a friend who monitored my meditation asked me how I was doing, and I told him of entering my mind of even the thought of God. He told me, do you realize what demonic forces you could have opened your mind to? When he told me this, I immediately thought of a book a Christian friend had told me to read, The Beautiful Side of Evil. I went to the bookstore and purchased that book and read it entirely that night. I then renounced all my involvement in the New Age movement, and the Lord delivered and cleansed me. I was teaching CCD, Confraternity of Catholic Doctrine, classes to teenagers, when I quoted a scripture to the class. I said, the Bible says that if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. A student raised his hand and said, if this is true, why do we go to confession? I don't remember what I said to the student, but I knew I could no longer be a Catholic. I started attending a Bible-believing church in 1987 and have been following the Lord ever since. When the secretary at the Bible-believing church found out that my dad was Jewish, she told me, you are Jewish. I started learning about the Jewish roots of the faith, and it has added a richness to my walk with the Lord. Understanding the cultural context of the faith is wonderful. Yeshua is my all in all. He means everything to me. I treasure the word of the Bible. Hebrews 4:12-13 says, for the Lord our God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is united with the Messiah, he is a new creation. The old is past. Look, what has come is fresh and new. From the Complete Jewish Bible by David Stern. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is essential. In Galatians 5:16, what I am saying is this, run your lives by the Spirit. Then you will not do what your old nature wants. If you are hearing this now and know you are not right with God, you are in need of salvation. Ask Jesus to forgive you for all your sins and to take you and make you into the person he created you to be. Ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Reinhard Bonnke, a German evangelist, says that without Jesus we are a zero. But since God is one, when we have him, we can't become a perfect 10. 2 Corinthians 6:2, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the time of salvation. Shalom in Jesus. Hallelujah. What a great testimony. Thank you so much for sending us that testimony. Please send in your testimony to Paul at Come to Zion or Paul at inspiredfaith.org. Put testimony in your subject line. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week at the same time for another listener testimony.